Now will you notice chapter 11? And in chapter 11, we have Peter defends his ministry, and the gospel goes to Antioch. And he defends his ministry to the Gentiles. And that was pretty difficult for Simon Peter to do. Now will you notice? And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him. That is, there was doubting and division. And they were saying, "Thou wentest in to men uncircumcised, and did eat with them." My, that was a terrible thing to do, you see, for Simon Peter. And if you had talked to Simon Peter a month before that, he would have told you it was a terrible thing to do. But now, listen to Simon Peter. And actually, this is an apology that he gives. He makes it clear he didn't want to do this, that the Spirit of God was in it all. Verse 4, "But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order unto them, saying," listen to him now, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me." And he was amazed at that. "Upon the which, when I had fastened mine eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts." And you see, they were forbidden to be eaten. "And creeping things, and they were forbidden. And fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord. For nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times, and all were drawn up." And the idea and the word is, all were suddenly drawn up again into heaven. "And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. He showed us how he had seen an angel," and so on. And notice how Simon Peter recounts the detail. Now, verse 16, "Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Forasmuch then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?" Now, you see, the purpose of the tongues was to give evidence to Simon Peter that Gentiles had turned to God. Now, will you notice, verse 18, "When they heard these things, they held their peace." Even the Judaizers had to shut their mouths now. They had nothing to say about this. This was obviously of God. "And they glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Now, this is a great day that has come, you see. The door now has been opened to the Gentiles. And we'll see shortly that the gospel will start out to the ends of the earth. Now, verse 19. "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus." Now the Grecians, you remember, they were Greek in language and custom, but they were Hebrews. Verse 21, "And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things come unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch." Now, Antioch becomes the second center of the church. It shifts from Jerusalem to Antioch. Now, he comes up there because he finds out there's a great moving of the Spirit of God. The church in Jerusalem did. Verse 23, "Who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man." That's a wonderful thing to say about Barnabas. He was a good man. And there's no reason why a Christian shouldn't be a good man, unless he's a woman, and then should be a good woman. And full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And much people were added unto the Lord. And actually Barnabas becomes the pastor of the church there. And he saw immediately he needed an assistant pastor, and he knew where to get a good one. Verse 25, then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. And you detect here in the word that when he had found him, the idea is that Saul was reluctant to come. He held back. When he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And friends, I see no reason why that we should read into this something quite terrible because they're called Christians. I do not think that you have to say here it was a term of ridicule. I think they just saw these people and they said they are the followers of Christ, and since they're followers of Christ, they're Christians. They are the followers of Him. And that is all right. That's a good name. And it may not have been given in derision. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. Now notice that there were prophets in the early church. Apostles and prophets are not needed today. There's some think they're prophets, but they're not. Verse 28, there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great dearth throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. And by the way, that's recorded in secular history. Verse 29, then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. Notice the fraternal spirit, the bond of love that held the early church together.